For centuries, the Russians have been infatuated with all things French. But between the two world wars, the aspect of French culture that seemed to be most admired by the Russians was not so much the intellectual and philosophical as the decadent, the playful, the escapist. The five ballets by French composers on these discs were first performed by the great Russian dance company, Serge Diaghilev's Ballet Russe, at Monte Carlo. Here, Vaslav Nijinsky and his younger sister Bronislava both danced and choreographed Stravinsky's latest works. George Balanchine choreographed his first great ballets. Artists like Picasso, Braque, and Durand designed the decor. Jean Cocteau contributed story ideas. The composers represented on this album were just beginning their careers, except for the cheeky, iconoclastic Erik Satie, the musical father of them all. Here's a bit of Satie's Jack in the Box, orchestrated by Darius Milhaud and choreographed by Balanchine in 1926, the year after Satie's death. The most famous ballet on this set is Francis Poulenc's Les Biches, composed in 1924 with choreography by Bronislava Nijinska. Like much of Balanchine's work, it's all dance. There's only the hint of a story. The setting is a chic party. In fact, the title, which literally means the does or deer, is sometimes translated into English as the house party. One girl wears a man's blue jacket and tights, not a tutu. The hostess, with a rope of pearls and a long cigarette holder, dances with two athletes. Two young girls have a delicately erotic pas de deux. They kiss shyly, then exit nervously in opposite directions. Les Biches was apparently intended to be a modern parody of Fokine's famous romantic Chopin ballet, Les Sylphides. The other scores are Milhaud's Le Train Bleu, choreographed by Nijinska with the dancers in bathing suits designed by Chanel, and Georges Auric's Les Fachos, The Boars, based on Molière and designed by Braque. The music I was most eager to hear was Henri Sauguet's La Chatte, one of Balanchine's earliest successes. The story is based on the Aesop fable about the man who falls in love with his cat. He prays to Aphrodite, who transforms the cat into a woman. But when a mouse runs across the floor, she chases after it. The young man kills himself in despair. The radical constructivist set, transparent and geometrical, was by Naum Gabo and Antoine Pevsner. Thank you. These sweetly sardonic performances were originally recorded in 1972 and couldn't be more authoritative. The National Orchestra of the Monte Carlo Opera is conducted by Igor Markevich, Diaghilev's last protege. Later, he married Nijinsky's daughter. His musical compositions never quite survived a review written in 1932, in which Virgil Thompson remarked that Markevich's career was more interesting than his music. His conducting, however, has an affection, delicacy, and sharpness of wit that are irresistible.